welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today to start off the week. Over the years, the Chicago-based Bloodshot Records label has developed a reputation as one of the finest purveyors around of alternative and insurgent country, for lack of better labels. And one of the things they do best is the compilation. They have a series of great compilations over the years. The newest one actually happens to be their first DVD as well. It features tons, literally tons of concert footage over their 12 years of existence of label members past and present. Also a soundtrack that goes along with that. We'll be getting to several selections from the soundtrack. It's all live stuff from Bloodshot Records today, including music from Wayne Hancock, actually one that appears on his newest album. Also Paul Birch, Kelly Hogan, and more. Great new collection out from Bloodshot Records entitled Bloodied But Unbowed. We'll get to music from that today. Also have the first we've heard from the new Willie Nelson album. He's backed by Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Ryan Adams also produces on that one. We'll hear Songbird from Willie Nelson. That's out Halloween. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. A whole lot of new things to get to today. Also get to music from Gob Iron. That's the duo of Anders Parker and Jay Farrar from Sunvolt. Gob Iron, the new act that comes out of that duo, and we'll be hearing from their debut also out on Halloween. It's entitled Death Songs for the Living. Music from Gob Iron today. And yes, already a song from a 2007 release. We'll have a brief preview from the new Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hair After album that's coming out early in 2007. Get to one from that one, too. Let's kick it off, though, with a classic as we start off a show of a lot of new material. This is Gram Parsons, going back to the early 70s. It's In My Hour of Darkness.
In my hour of darkness, in my time of need, oh Lord, grant me vision, oh Lord, grant me speed. Once I knew a young man went driving through the night, miles and miles without a word, but just his high beam lights. Who'd have ever silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star.
Time could shortly come, but I
back in house now. Plenty to get to today as we get to the new compilation from Bloodshot Records. It's actually a DVD, but it has an accompanying soundtrack, a few fewer tracks on that one, but Bloodied But Unbowed is the latest. It features all live material, the likes of Robbie Foulkes, Paul Birch, lots of folks past and present on the label, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We'll get to music from that on Bloodshot Records today on the show. Also, Gob Iron, that's the duo of Anders Parker and Jay Farrar, Death Songs for the Living, upcoming from them, and also the first we've heard from the new Willie Nelson album, produced by Ryan Adams and backed by his band, The Cardinals. We'll get to Songbird, the title track from his Halloween Day release. Willie Nelson, another great effort from him. Kick it off, though, with music from Angela DeVos. She's out of Ontario, Canada. Wandering Eyes, recently out from her, is her debut release. This is called Sick of Fools.
It's not across the world what you're looking for.
Evangeline, cause she's a soul of the Mississippi Queen. Sam from South Louisiana had gambling in his face.
He bans a life from the Maritimes, slowly going insane. On top of Hickory Hill, alone in the lightning and thunder. Watch that queen go under. Evangeline, Evangeline, curses the soul of the Mississippi Queen that stole her man away. Evangeline, Evangeline, curses the soul.
Something there from the recent live release from the Sadies. That's actually, though, Nico Case joined by the band's Garth Hudson on the vocals for that tune. You may know Evangeline, that version of that one that appears on the Sadies In Concert Volume 1 release. And Angela DeVoe right before Sick of Fools, promising a young sound from her Wandering Eyes as the recent debut album. Well, a new act with an album on the way, Gob Iron, from a couple guys you may know. Anders Parker, who has done some solo stuff, as well as the frontman of the band Varnaline. And Jay Farrar, of course, getting a start with Uncle Tupelo way back when, and has since done solo stuff and fronted Sunvolt. They're coming out with Death Songs for the Living under the name Gob Iron. That's due out on Halloween, fittingly. This is one from it. This is called Death's Black Train.
The little black train is coming. Get all your business right. You better set your house in order, 'cause that train may be here tonight. Have your ticket in your hand. The little black train is coming. Get on and join that band. Bells ring and the whistle blows. There's a mission from on high. Step on up to that platform, 'cause that train may be here tonight. Black train is coming. Get all your business right. You better set your house in order, 'cause that train may be here tonight. In judgment for this life, wisdom from experience, 'cause that train may be here tonight. The darkness has descended. Speak up for Mr. Towns. The power and the glory, the soul lives on throughout. Black train is coming. Get all your business right. You better set your house in order, 'cause that train may be here tonight. We'll be right back.
ever hear the story about lost John Dean? Old black robber from Bowling Green. Well, they put him in the jailhouse the other day. Late last night, he made his getaway. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green. Well, they offered up a reward, who could fetch him back. He even put the bloodhounds on his track. Well, the cost on bloodhounds lost his scent. Now nobody knows where lost John went. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green. I'll never forget to the day I die. Played a game of love and a woman held high. It was a head you win and tails I lose. She played the ace and I played the deuce. Well, he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone. Looking everywhere for a gambling man. Well, you can't play low when the heart's is strong. Cause you never can tell how the cat's gonna jump. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone.
Music there from Karen King, Kevin Welch, and Fats Kaplan, Lost John Dean, the title track from their recent release. And right before Gob Iron, it's Jay Farrar, Anders Parker teaming up for Death Songs for the Living. It's actually their takes on old American folk standards, with the exception of one new Jay Farrar tune. We heard their take on Death's Black Train again. You'll find that out on the 31st of October. You're in-house. Of course, for more of us, find us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Playlists are there, MP3 downloads, podcasting of most of our shows, and so much more, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. We go to break today with new music from the Sadies. Of course, we heard earlier from their In Concert Volume 1. They've actually just released the score to a new independent film, Tales of the Rap Fink. The Sadies took care of the entire thing. Enjoy. We'll be back in-house in a bit. Back in house now today, getting into a few selections from the new Bloodshot Records DVD. It's Bloodied But Unbowed, Bloodshot Records Life in the Trenches, celebrating 12 years of putting out great insurgent country, hillbilly, blues, folk music out of Chicago, Illinois. And the DVD, 31 videos in all, many of them live performances featuring the likes of Ryan Adams, the Old 97s, Alejandro Escovedo, Bobby Bear Jr., numerous others. Also included are several story pieces and a big photo section. It's a veritable smorgasbord, if you will, of independent country music from Bloodshot Records. Accompanying the DVD is also a new soundtrack featuring 18 live recordings in all, roster members past and present. We get to some of those today, starting with this one. This is actually a brand new tune from Wayne Hancock that appears on his just-released album, Tulsa. Live version here of Shooting Star from Texas.
Well, I was playing guitar when I was just a lad. That swinging rhythm took a hold on me. When we hit that groove, Lord, I feel like I belong. Brother music and myself are family. Well, I like living on this highway. For 15 years it's been the way I've known. But no matter where I've been, no matter where I roam, I'm a shooting star from Texas, but the interstate's my home. Sing. And I wore the needle off my phonograph. Well, I went looking for them when I turned 18. And ever since I've worked a home I craft. Well, what a life I've got. I paid to play these clubs, meeting folks and seeing different towns. I ain't never gonna stop doing what I love, 'cause I'll keep on till they plant me in the ground. Well, I love living on this highway. For many years it's been the way I've known. But no matter where I've been, no matter where I roam, I'm a shooting star from Texas, but the interstate's my home.
Thrown to the curb, my baby's on a habit. She gave me the word. Waste my life and time all direction. Head downtown to beat my connection for a little more cocaine, please. One more line, thrill man. A little more cocaine, please. One more time, it ain't gonna kill me. Well, I spent my cash and I blew my stash. I stole a lot of money, now I need a place to crash. It's all for one, none for all. I score a little nugget, we could have ourselves a ball. A little more cocaine, please. One more ounce, real man. A little more cocaine, please. One more time, it ain't gonna kill me. Old big wad kinda came and went. Now I ain't got
got the money to pay the man the rent. Cash my last favor from my last friend. I had 10 chances, I'd do it all again.
A little more cocaine, please.
One more ride, it's real bad.
A little more cocaine, please.
One more time, it ain't gonna kill me.
Couple of tunes are taken from the soundtrack companion to Bloodied But Unbowed. Bloodshot Records, Life in the Trenches, celebrating 12 years of putting out great records. Putting out great things as far as compilations go, celebrating the label's roster, titles like For a Decade of Sin, Making Singles and Drinking Doubles, and also the Hard-Headed Woman tribute to Wanda Jackson, going back a few years too. We just heard from Split Lip Rayfield, A Little More Cocaine Please, and Shooting Star from Texas from Wayne Hancock right before. A couple of the live tunes included here. A couple more now. This is Kelly Hogan on vocals, teaming up with the instrumentalist John Rauhaus. Very interesting take here on the tune, Accentuate the Positive.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. I feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring blues down to the minimum.
Leaving it. found a place for you to hide, where you can be the devil's bride. But the hope is over, and the Pope is coming over. There's a bunch of hippies keeping score, holding hands and blocking the door. Fill up your sad sacks with empathy, oh, the whole world is empty. In the valley, the demon valley, will you wait for me? In the valley, the demon valley, will you wait for me? If you fall out of heaven, you land in hell. No one claims to know why they are there, but the hope is over, and the Pope is coming over. Sonny sings a song for Cher about the melancholy there. Fill up your sad sacks with empathy, for the whole world is
make it an all Bloodshot Records set there as we close it out with a typically idiosyncratic tune from Bobby Bear Jr. from his latest The Longest Meow. That tune is Demon Valley, and a couple more from Bloodied But Unbowed. Today's focus, the soundtrack companion to the recent DVD release from Bloodshot Records, Paul Birch's Life of a Fool, definitely taken on new life there with that live version, as well as Accentuate the Positive, the old tune as done by Kelly Hogan and John Rauhaus. Again, Bloodied But Unbowed, recently out in CD and DVD form on the Bloodshot label. You're in-house. Of course, you can find more of us online, and you can also find the email link there, inhouseradio@gmail.com. The best way to reach us with your questions, comments, requests, criticism, anything like that, directed to inhouseradio@gmail.com. Stick with us. New music from Willie Nelson coming up when we get back. Back now, a new release on the way from Willie Nelson, and this one promises to be extra interesting as far as I'm concerned. First of all, he's backed by Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Adams also taking care of production duties. And among the collection, two brand new songs, one by Willie Nelson, one written by Ryan Adams. But the rest are covers. Interesting selections as far as hearing Willie Nelson's versions, including Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And this old Fleetwood Mac tune, Going Back to Rumors, written by Christine McVie, also happens to be the title track from the upcoming release. It's Songbird.
For you, there'll be no more crying. For you, the sun will be shining.
Hopeless street light. seems like you're lucky if it ever changed from red to green. Well, I was born in an abundance of inherited sadness and 50-cent picture frames bought at a five and dime. I ended up a soldier on a weekend, looking for a vacancy I was unable to find. Somewhere the night sky hangs like a blanket. Shoot it with my cap gun just to make it seem like stars.
Lord, I got my roll on my shoulder. I'm as free as a breeze, and I do as I please. I'm just a bumming around. I got a million friends, don't feel any older. I've got nothing to lose, not even the blues. I'm just a bumming around. You know, whenever worries start to bother me, I just grab my coat, my old slouch hat, I hit the trail. You see, I ain't got a dime.
I don't know where I'm going.
Just a bummer
Lewis's Last Man Standing, Jerry Lee Lewis. And okay, Jerry. Merle Haggard joining him there. Just a bumming around from the new album from Jerry Lee Lewis. Whiskey Town in the middle there doing Jacksonville Skyline, going back to their final release, Pneumonia. Of course, Ryan Adams fronting that band. And right before helping out on Willie Nelson's new one, it's called Songbird. We heard the title track. That's the Fleetwood Mac tune, one of several covers Nelson does on that new release. It's due out October 31st. Well, we just heard Jerry Lee Lewis and Merle Haggard. This is another fairly legendary duo teaming up here. This is Solomon Burke and Emmylou Harris from Solomon's latest entitled Nashville. We're gonna hold on.
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold. Sometimes kind, a real good life is hard to find. But the best love is the one we know.
Some love this and some love don't. We've got the kind of love we want. It brings us happiness all through the day, and nothing can ever make it go away.
We're gonna hold.
Oh,
to close it out today with brand new music from Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter. LLL is the name of that song. Like, Love, Lust, and the Open Halls of the Soul. The upcoming release from Jesse Sykes that's due out in February 2007. And right before new stuff, Solomon Burke joined there by Emmylou Harris. Their version of We're Gonna Hold On from Solomon's Nashville release. That's gonna do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show, of course, comes from Portneuf Valley Brewing, now featuring a full menu of delicious items, including salads, pizzas, and their own specialty stuffed buns. It's all hot and ready to go at 615 South First Avenue right here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me tomorrow. Same time, same house. We'll be focusing on the Silent Years, the band out of Detroit, touring in the area. We'll get to music from their debut upcoming. Stay tuned next for The World. Yeah.